This is the Daily Dope, presented by The Gaming Gang for Thursday, January 19th, 2012. Yes, it's time for another irrelevant look at the gaming news of the day. Hi everyone, I am your host, Jeff McAleer. It is business as usual here at The Gaming Gang, following our blackout yesterday. Those of you who subscribe through iTunes or through our RSS feed, you didn't miss out on anything, except for some of the news posts that we've done. That said, TGG is same as it ever was, so let's move on to the headlines of the day. Z-Man Games has four new releases in the works: Feudility, Venos, Walkstar, and Atlantis Rising. Feudility is a civilization-building game and should be in stores this month. A long time ago in Europe, ages were pretty dark. The distribution of wealth back then left a lot to be desired. Greedy people banded together to take things from other people so that the rich could get richer and the poor could get even less. 'Twas ever thus. And actually, it still is. Step into the middle of the normal state of human affairs as a baron or baroness somewhere almost in Europe a long time ago. Thanks to your birth, you have a lot of little people working to make you richer, and you in turn are doing your best to make your king even more prosperous. If you do things right, you might someday be king. Or queen, I suppose. Landing in February is Venos, a winemaking game. In Venos, players take on the role of wine producers in Portugal. Over a period of 6 years, you'll expand your business by establishing estates in the different regions of Portugal, buying vineyards and building wineries. Skilled enologists will help you increase the quality of your wine, while top wine experts will enhance its features at the wine tasting fair. To ensure a good reputation on international markets, you must meet the requirements of various countries by consistently exporting high-quality wines, thus earning prestige for you and your company. Sometime between March and June should be the Z-Man version of Walkstar, a game that's been around for a while, and it's a cooperative game where players run a Chinese restaurant. Ever wondered what it would be like if you and your friends bought a Chinese restaurant, then had to push hard for 6 weeks to repay the loan? Wonder no longer. A 6 week loan? What is the mob financing this endeavor? Walkstar is a fun and furious game of filling orders, making money, and working hard together to keep the business afloat. Sometime before June, you should see Atlantis Rising, a co-op game where players attempt to save Atlantis from its doom. Atlantis Rising is a new, fully co-op game in which each player is one of the counselors of Atlantis nearing its doom. Using their advanced Atlantean science and the energy of their mystic power source, all must work together to construct a cosmic gate capable of transporting what is left of the island to safety before their civilization is lost forever to the sea. In a touch of bad news, Fantasy Flight has announced that Dust Warfare is delayed. From the Fantasy Flight release, we announced in July that Dust Warfare, the miniatures game set in Paolo Parente's war-torn world of Dust, was in development with an intended release by the end of 2011. Although we've crafted an excellent game, we saw an opportunity to take some extra time to add a final layer of polish and detail, ensuring the game meets the tremendous potential we see for it. Therefore, we made the decision to delay its release until late first quarter of 2012. Our development team has made great use of this extra time to craft a truly outstanding product. We want to thank you for your patience and strongly believe that when you see the final game, you will agree that it was worth the wait. Pharaoh is worried. His tomb at Giza is behind schedule and he fears it will not be done in time for his funeral. He's offering great rewards to the faction that contributes the most work on his pyramid in the next 10 years. If your people work the hardest and work the smartest, you shall earn Pharaoh's favor. In Giza, the Great Pyramid, coming this month from Mayfair Games, you are the leader of one of four factions vying for Pharaoh's favor. You have 10 years to outperform the other factions and contribute the most to his Great Pyramid, earning eternal gratitude and glory. You shall need to balance your labor, farm and fish to feed your people, sweat and struggle with the back-breaking labor of moving the giant stone blocks into place, task your folk with the creation of exquisite artworks to beautify Pharaoh's eternal rest place. Oh, I don't have a problem with two of those three, but I don't know if I'd be digging that back-breaking labor. Are you smart enough, organized enough, and diligent enough to lead your people and earn Pharaoh's favor?
Let my people go.
Now, sorry, it's a totally different story, isn't it? In a nice flashback to role-playing games, it's been learned that Wizards of the Coast is going to reprint the old Advanced Dungeons & Dragons rulebooks. The first edition Player's Handbook, Dungeon Master's Guide, and Monster Manual are going to be available in limited-run premium reprints exclusively through hobby channels starting April 17th. When I say hobby channels, I'm not sure if this means that the books will only be available through these special stores that are already in that Wizards of the Coast network, or if this will be available to just about all hobby stores. I don't know if they're going to be available online, but they do sound pretty cool, and I'll tell you why. The interiors of the books will be entirely original content, but the covers will feature new art. And in recognition of one of the game's original creators, some of the proceeds from this release will go to support the Gary Gygax Memorial Fund, which is building a statue of Gary in his hometown of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. These premium versions of the original AD&D rulebooks by Gygax make ideal additions to any game collector's bookshelf or the perfect gift for any nostalgic D&D player. Each book has been lovingly reprinted with the original art and content, but features an attractive new cover design commemorating this re-release of the AD&D core rules. They are going to be available in limited quantities for a very short time only, so they're sure to be collectible, and they'll be exclusive only in North America. That means a lot of people outside the U.S. aren't going to be able to get their hands on them, so don't be too surprised if some of your non-American friends bug you to pick them up a copy too. GCT Studios announces they're having a painting competition. It's in regards to their Bushido line of miniatures from their forum. So this time we want entries, and lots of them. Any model goes, new or old. Got a brilliant idea for a Bushido diorama? Here's the nudge to give one a go. Want to submit your entire crew or a face-off between different factions? Do it! Have one beautifully based and painted model? Awesome! That has just as much chance of winning. We'll be judging on painting skill, artistic merit, and overall coolness, but also remember that the photo has to reflect what you can see. Try to get the best shot you can to improve your chance of winning. Previously, Duck21 has won both competitions with a combination of great painting and inspiring bases. If you fancy your chances of besting him this time, get your pictures in. This painting contest actually has their biggest prize to date, 50 pounds of Bushido vouchers to the winner. And I mean pounds sterling, not actual weight pounds. Fans of Privateer Press's War Machine and Hordes have new Steamroller tournament rules that are available to them, and they should be looking for ways to play at their favorite local gaming store. The new 2012 Steamroller document has been updated with additional scenarios and rules for playing Steamroller tournaments. Event organizers need this document to organize their events, and players want to familiarize themselves with the contents, including the rules and expectations. Event organizers are encouraged to use any of the variants listed in the appendix to make each Steamroller tournament unique and enjoyable to its players. Privateer Press uses a prize support format that allows event organizers various options to help keep players excited about the prizes offered in tournaments. With that in mind, Privateer Press is offering three different starting points for retailers who'd like to offer official prizes. The basic Steamroller kits are intended for use in areas that are expecting fewer than 8 players to participate in the event. This free kit is great for retailers just starting to participate in organized play programs and is the perfect addition for those who want an official Privateer Press touch to include with local prize support. Each Steamroller kit contains first, second, and third place certificates and can be ordered from Privateer Press. Steamroller coin kits are intended for use in areas that are expecting 8 or more players to participate. Areas with a steady group of players who are pushing for greater growth will generally find this to be the best place to start with their prize support options. This kit provides a solid base while leaving plenty of room for a forward-thinking retailer to add unique prize support. Each Steamroller kit contains first, second, and third place Steamroller coins. And the Steamroller trophy kits are intended for use in areas that expect a minimum of 16 players and possibly up to 64 to participate in an event. When an area has a large and reliable group of players who are holding an event, that demands something special, and the Steamroller trophy kit is the best option for prize support. With exclusive trophies custom made by Privateer Press, this kit provides the very best prize support that can be had short of attending an event held directly by Privateer Press. If you're a War Machine or Hordes gamer, check with your favorite local gaming store to see what kind of Steamroller tournaments they'll be running. And if you happen to be a retailer, contact Privateer Press to learn more. And finally, for any fans who are waiting for any future Star Wars films from George Lucas, he's telling you it's going to be a long, long wait. The creator of the famed series says he's not going to make any more movies regarding Star Wars, and he's essentially retiring. And for that, he blames the harsh feedback from certain fans. Why would I make any more when everybody yells at you all the time and says what a terrible person you are, he tells the New York Times. Lucas continues to bash his critics despite the fact that their appreciation for his series has helped it generate $4.4 billion in worldwide box office sales. On the internet, all those same guys that are complaining I made a change are completely changing the movie, Lucas says. I'm saying fine, but my movie with my name on it that says I did it needs to be the way I want it. Lucas drew strong attacks from Star Wars fans for characters like Jar Jar Binks and for digital additions to the DVDs and re-releases of the six-part series. I'm moving away from the business, from the company, from all this kind of stuff, he says. I have to say, George, take a chill pill. And to be honest, we know you're not giving up on Star Wars because you still have the Clone Wars. You also have the proposed live-action Star Wars TV series, which I believe for some strange reason I heard the title is going to be Star Wars Underground. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that's what the name was. On one level, I do agree with George Lucas because they are his movies. He can do whatever he wants with them. But still, that said, I'm old school. I believe Han Solo shot first. That's what makes the character Han Solo. It has a lot to do with his character, and it actually shows you how he progresses and grows throughout the first trilogy. Or is that considered the second trilogy? Well, it's the first three movies I ever saw. So have no fear, regardless what George Lucas says, there is still plenty of Star Wars in the future. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow, and tomorrow's Friday. Hoo-hoo, we'll get the weekend going in style. But until then, here's hoping you have a great Thursday. The Daily Dope is presented by The Gaming Gang, located at thegaminggang.com. Any similarities to an actual news program are certainly unintentional and, in fact, accidental.